I'm Brenda Fisher, talent and literary manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, chief digital talent officer at RSA Entertainment.
Our podcast, Badass Babes of Entertainment, will discuss the entertainment industry and the challenges facing today's actors, influencers, brands, and content creators.
Hey, so hi, everybody. We are the Babes, the Badass Babes of Entertainment. And I just want to say hello. I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, and I'm here with my babe buddy, Brenda Fisher.
Hello, everybody.
And so we are taking a stance on the industry. We are sharing our badass opinions. We want you to get to know us a little bit better. And we just, you know, are super excited to launch this podcast because it just means a lot to us, especially given the times today.
And major changes.
Oh my God.
Such big changes. And that's why our first episode ever of our podcast is going to be about the entertainment industry and how COVID has affected us all. Super good times. And it's like, you know, ladies, we feel like we're going through the change. And we're not talking about that change. We're talking about COVID. I think we all started out with the idea that it was going to last about, you know, maybe 2 weeks. And it was exciting. And it was like vacation. And after 2 weeks, it was like, okay, it's only going to last a month. Another couple weeks, it'll be okay. And we're sitting here, what, 7 months later, and we are still dealing with COVID. Wow. I mean, what a difference it has made in our industry. And now that things are starting to open back up and all of these new protocols are out for production, you now have these COVID enforcers that are on set to make sure everybody is safe and they're following all of the rules that our fabulous governor has put in place to make sure that we're all safe on set. And we're going to be talking to a couple of those enforcers during this podcast to give you insight into what's actually happening on set on a couple of major sets in LA. And it's going to be very, very interesting to find out what's really happening out there.
And, you know, like, I think we first have to deal with the fact that it's so affecting us personally. Like, I am so over this shit. I'm so over this shit. Like, I cannot fathom wearing a mask one more time. I don't even have lipstick that can handle that.
Right.
And it's just a really sort of different new way of life. And yes, there are so many implications for our industry and so many other industries. But for me personally, I am so over it. But I got to tell you, Brenda, here's the thing. I have an 89-year-old mom at home, and I am a freak. I'm already a germaphobe. Now I have become a germafreak.
Hey, girl, you don't have to tell me. It's like my new perfume is Lysol. It's like, you want a hug? Wait a minute. I need to spray you down first.
That's right. That's right. I actually think we should come up with the idea of making Lysol candles for the house.
Right?
Isn't that a great idea?
Lysol candles, you know, some accessories that you can wear, a nice scarf.
I know. But, you know, crazy as it sounds, like, I still do agree there should be protocols. And I do agree that until we know what's what, we absolutely should be following some protocols. And I think, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think that people should be careful until we have solutions and until we know what's coming, right?
Absolutely. And that's the scariest thing, is that you hear so many different things and it's constantly changing. You know, once you have it, you can't get it again. Oh, wait, now you can. And people are dying that we're just shocked by, like young people.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So, I mean, it's real. It's something we're dealing with. It's part of our reality now. But how can we work around and have some people actually found a way to be successful in spite of what's been happening? You see, you know, so many businesses that are going out of business, so many for lease signs, just driving, you know, through Burbank of all places. Our economy, you know, it's been hit hard. There's so many people that are afraid that are going to be running out of unemployment. Tons of actors out there that were working in restaurants that are no longer. They're just not going to have the server positions that were there before. You know, what are these people going to do to keep everything going, you know, and then also you're dealing with SAG and, you know, the hubbub that was going on with the fact that they weren't going to include residuals as part of the measurement to decide whether or not you were eligible for insurance. Well, that's going to hurt so many people because, especially this year, that's all they have. There hasn't been enough work to sustain. So there are so many issues and so many things that we can, you know, definitely touch upon and how COVID has affected everybody.
But I tell you,
it's hard to find some positives.
Absolutely. But we have to stay positive. And here's the thing, like, I know that we just launched this amazing Facebook page specifically and exclusively for our clients. And I started reading through some of those comments and being part of the acting community myself, it is really gut-wrenching to see some of these actors that do rely, they're working actors and they do rely on these productions to happen. And everybody's clamoring like, oh, if anybody knows where I can get a job, any job, I'd appreciate it. It's really hard to see how much this has affected our industry, not just in the everyday, like let's drive by another shoot today or let's cast another shoot today,
right?
Or another project or let's start something ourselves. It's just like the everyday part of functioning. But I am here to say I am Miss Sunshine, Ray of Positivity, call me Pollyanna. But if we don't stay positive, I just feel like that truly will be just close the curtains on us. You know?
Absolutely. And like my mom mode kicks in, worrying about our clients. Our clients are family and anybody on Team RSA. You know, we're constantly wanting to reach out to find out if people need help, if there's anything that we can do. You know, as human beings, we have to be there for each other because it's honestly going to get worse before it gets better. And if we can ride this out and get past it and come out, you know, stronger on the other side, we're going to be heroes because it's tough. It is so tough out there. And seeing, you know, agents get furloughed and Disney, what did they say? They laid off like
lots of people.
Oh my God.
I want to say it was around 20,000 people.
Like 20,000? Yeah, like 20,000 people or something crazy. And you just think about that in our industry and how close it is. It's just like gut-wrenching. Where are these people going to go? What are they going to do? So we definitely want to help as many people as we can get through this. And, you know, even if you aren't an RSA person, you know, our heart goes out to you and we're hoping that everybody makes it through and we're here for you guys.
Absolutely. And look, I think that life, there's no better teacher than going through things in life. And this has hit us obviously as a human race, as a society. And I really think that there have been some amazing teachers through this process, amazing learnings, if you will. And one of the things that I think will come out of this, and here I'm looking into my crystal ball, but I really do believe, and we're already sort of a tightly knit community. Everybody kind of knows everybody in entertainment. But I think that this has brought a little bit more humanity to our industry. And I actually think this will bring us closer together. There's a tremendous amount of talent. And we're talking about Los Angeles, New York, but in all the other places as well. I mean, one of the things we're starting to do now is influencer marketing, really managing influencers in a completely new and different way. And we can talk about that some other day. But I think that this pandemic has really done something to sort of weave us closer together as a humanity, even with all the shit that's going on in the world right now.
Right.
I think when you distill it down, it's like it's human to human. And I think that there's this shared like battle buddy kind of mentality once we get to the other side. And I think we're going to see even more of that community within
Definitely.
The entertainment industry.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny. I was just talking to my grandma this week, and she is going to be 101
Woo-hoo.
On November 3rd,
yeah.
That dreaded election day. And it was interesting talking to her because she has lived through so many things, including the Great Depression. She had an opportunity to be a basketball star. She was that good.
What?
And yeah, and she was offered like a scholarship and stipend to live, to be on, I believe it was at Kansas City, a college of, I'm not exactly sure which one, on their basketball team, but she couldn't do it because it was during the Great Depression and it wasn't enough money to sustain her and to help her family. And she had to work and help her mom and her younger sister. So, you know, she missed out on something so amazing. So I know there are lots of kids out there that they've missed real graduations and they've missed so many big things. And thinking in terms of all the things that my grandma lived through and having a conversation with her about this, one of the things that I thought was really interesting is that we got into a conversation about women and how women in this industry, in this world, in business, we should all be so much farther than we are now. And the thing that she and I have figured out is that women, and I love men to death, and I have a son, and nothing against men, but women can multitask and handle so many things, raising kids and making sure dinner's on the table and working full time and balancing all these things. And why is it that we cannot seem to lift each other up and support each other in a way that will change our trajectory and make sure that we should have had a woman in office much, much earlier than where we're at today? It's just amazing. If we can do all the things that we can do, why is it that we can't really think about helping other women, helping lift other women up instead of being so competitive? Because that is one of the biggest things that I've seen, is that we are so quick to criticize other women, where we've had the male good old boys club out there forever. And why are they called the good old boys club? Because they support each other and they help each other, and they're a lot less competitive and catty, so to speak. Right. You know, they work more as a team when it comes to that. And that's the one thing that I think that I've figured out about women. We are so independent and so used to doing everything ourselves and trying to be someone that can do everything ourselves that we forget that we can build a team.
100%. And I got to tell you, like, this is a perfect segue for us to talk about Babe.
Yes.
Because,
sure,
you know, we call ourselves the Badass Babes of Entertainment. And you know what? We have fun with that name. But the reality is, we are a group of women that dearly love each other, both personally and professionally. And the reality is, sometimes those lines are a little blurry, and we become so productive, and we are about raising each other up. We come to work every day and really want to help the next person. And that's, I think, part of the vibe. I think that's actually one of the things that's vehemently different about RSA, is that we are badass babes that lead this company. We are arm in arm with each other. And I think what you said is absolutely right. Why the hell aren't we further along? The first thing that came to mind was that old 50 saying, it's a man's world. I will say that I do believe that women are evolving, and at least we're going in the same direction. But I agree with your grandma.
Yeah.
Because I do think that we should have been further along. I want to say, and I want to believe, and maybe this is me trying to be overly positive again, but I really do believe that women are making strides in this direction. And with the Me Too movement and all the other stuff that's happened, even in just the last 5 years, I think we've made some
absolutely
massive inroads. Yes. So high five.
High five. Or air five or elbow or whatever we're
fist
supposed
bumps
to do. Wait, let me get the Lysol. I'll spray you down.
Oh, you smell amazing.
My Lysol. So, yeah. And I just think that so many great things are going to happen. I think we're finally, if nothing else positive has come out of 2020, I really think a lot of people's eyes are opened, and not only to the injustices, things that have been happening, racism, lack of support for human beings in general. And one of the things that I've told all of my clients, you ever in a situation and you need my help, I will turn into crazy mama and I will come out and support you no matter where you're at, no matter what's happening. I want to make sure that you're safe. And if you feel that you are unsafe or threatened in any manner, yeah, I will definitely turn into crazy mama.
I was going to say mama bear. You are such a
yes,
mama bear.
I absolutely am. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You could be older than me as my client, and I am still going to turn into your mama.
She's my mama bear.
That's right. Because nobody messes with one of our RSA cubs, so to speak. We're very protective and we care. And I think that's one of the things that makes RSA different too, is that we probably care too much sometimes, but, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing. And yes, this is a business, and yes, we would love to be super, super successful and have everybody know who we are. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? If our clients know who we are and appreciate us, that's huge. That's a big win for us, for sure.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Oh, I love you too, Jackie.
Okay, so we're here to talk about casting and COVID. And we wanted to share a couple of things we've noticed in the industry. And I can speak from the actor's perspective, especially like the complete utter difference of having to self-tape every single time.
Yes.
You feel like you're in this lonely world of being not only the actor, but the director, the camera guy. I mean, we're used to self-tape and we do that every now and again, but that feeling of actually going in for an audition and connecting while you're there and seeing who else is there and seeing your acting buddies there and sort of talking about the business, that's all gone. Right. And you kind of feel like the girl in the bubble.
Yes. Because that's a huge community and it's, you know, go out. It's nice to see other people getting out. And, you know, we all feel kind of isolated right now. And I'm sure casting, you know, is feeling that as well. And I know the biggest thing that we're seeing with the auditions, there are so many very specific instructions that they really need you to follow. And like you said, you know, you're the actor, you're the director, you're the producer, and you're trying to make sure that you don't miss anything and you do everything in your audition right so that there isn't any reason that you're not considered. You want to put your best foot forward.
Right.
And the interesting thing that's been happening that I've noticed is that we have people booking that have never booked before. And it's pretty exciting. It's like it's a different world out there. I'm feeling that change probably the most, that there seems to be like a chance for people that normally don't get a chance. Mm. And seeing somebody, you know, send us pictures yesterday from set that had booked their first co-star. And it was just amazing just to see that smile on their face. And I just love it. And that seeing that success happen, you know, during a time that we're so unsure of what's happening is just priceless.
Totally. And I'll tell you what, I've done a few self-tape auditions. And I can tell you one of the things that I really enjoyed was when they were actually like on a Zoom call.
Right.
And getting your audition sort of live, but through technology. That was a lot better than actually having to do it yourself and assuming that what you're doing is what is needed. You really want and thrive on that direction.
Absolutely.
So I would say if there's a way for casting to do it through a computer versus having us self-tape and just send it into the wild blue yonder and pray to God for the best, I think that that makes it a little bit more personal and a little bit more specific, as you said. But
right.
Like, what other things are you seeing that casting is asking for, or what nuances are you seeing that are different?
Well, I think we've seen some different slates. There have been a lot of group auditions where people are pulling friends together, family together. Again, because people are distanced because of quarantine, they're trying to find their roommates or siblings or
right. Husband and wife,
kids, you know, the whole family. So it's been really different how they're doing it. Sometimes you could be filming the entire audition yourself on your phone. And also if you book the actual job, you could be filming yourself.
Doing it yourself
and trying to figure out how to do the best job possible. So many changes and you just kind of have to roll with it. And I think that's the one thing that actors are really good at is just rolling with the changes and figuring it out and doing their best. And everyone has been so grateful for any audition coming in. And again, I've always said you have to treat every audition like it's gold, like you just won the lottery, because it is hard. There's a lot of competition out there. And right now, everybody is just so happy to get any audition. You know that there has to be, you know, hundreds upon thousands of people submitting tapes. So you have to have the best tape you could possibly have.
Let me ask a question on that. So do you feel like casting and producers are a little bit more forgiving when you don't have the perfect light setup, the perfect sound on your audition? Do you think they're more forgiving because more people are actually doing it themselves? Or do you feel that they're being way more picky about that sort of thing and saying, we're not going to tolerate lousy lighting, even if the acting's amazing? Like, what do you think of that?
I think probably every casting director is different. There are different things that are really important to them. And that's, you know, going to be really hard, is to figure out, you know, what things are most important to who. I know before, like going into an office, well, this casting director likes this or this casting director likes that. But when you're doing your tapes, the best advice I could give is just have your equipment the best that you possibly can. Obviously, everybody's in a different situation of what they can afford. But, you know, there's simple things like having a solid background when you record. Get a sheet. Get right. a colored sheet. You can or find something wall. Or a blank wall. You know, yeah. if you want to do a colored sheet because you have a light complexion and you want to stand out or have your eyes pop or whatever it might be. Ross and Marshall's, think of places that might have something inexpensive that you can get. And you just have to be creative. That's the biggest thing right now, is creativity is what is going to be key. How can you stand out? How can you be different? Have fun with it. That's what I think they really want to see, is that you're enjoying what you're doing, because they're going to feel that.
Today's episode was executive produced by me, Brenda Fisher, and Jacqueline Reynolds. Editing by Gina Nuccio and Fitz Harris. Mixing by Fitz Harris. And recording by Herman Villacorta.
Let's not forget a special thank you to our junior producer, Amory Watterson.